Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Every Wednesday afternoon, we get you a little bit of free advice from one of our experts. And today we're talking about breast reduction surgery because it's fast becoming one of the most sought after plastic surgery procedures in this country. So Eilish Fitzgerald, who's a consultant plastic surgeon at the Beacon Hospital in Dublin, is with me here in studio today. Eilish, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It is very common then, obviously, but breast reduction surgery.
Yeah, it's hugely common. And in fact, I could spend all day, every day, only looking after breast reduction patients. It's that common and that necessary procedure for so many women.
For due to illness or lifestyle reasons?
It's well, this is the thing. It's not due to illness. So sometimes people kind of associate it with the kind of breast cancer and reconstruction end of things. And it's separate completely from that. So what most women seeking this surgery will have are what we would term functional concerns. So things like upper back and neck pain, rashes in the skin under their breasts, difficulty finding clothing and bras to fit, difficulty exercising, chafing from their bras, cuts from their bras. It impacts ladies' self-confidence. And it's often a really long-standing, lifelong issue for these women. The upper back and neck pain is very prominent for a great majority of the ladies who come to see me. And it's a procedure that is perceived and put into the cosmetic surgery bracket.
Yeah.
But it's not. Okay, it's, so
yeah, no, go on ahead.
So it, obviously, a really strong priority when I do a breast reduction for someone is to give her nice-looking breasts. And it's not to underplay that at all, because I think that's hugely important. But actually, it's a procedure that has massive benefits for a woman's quality of life. And this is one of the pieces I often talk to my patients about, because women, particularly, I don't know if it's an Irish woman thing, give themselves grief about wanting and needing a surgery like this, thinking they're vain or they're somehow doing something very superficial, but they're not. It has been shown time and time again to have the same impacts on quality of life as major joint arthroplasty. In other words, a hip replacement or a knee replacement, which are surgeries that no one has a problem accepting, are not for cancer, but hugely important for people's quality of life and ability to function well in their day-to-day existence.
Yeah. You're right, we do look at it differently. We
very
don't put it in
so.
That category at all.
Yeah.
And the actual surgery itself, what in terms of recovery time, how long does it take?
So the operation, the duration of surgery depends on the size of the reduction. So if somebody's has very, very large breasts, her operation's going to take longer. So anywhere between sort of maybe 2 to 3.5 hours would be on average the duration of surgery. My patients stay in hospital for one night post-operatively. We'll have dressings and bandages for, 10 to sort of 14 days. Need to wear a post-operative bra for 6 weeks post-operatively. Most women are pleasantly surprised by the degree of discomfort. And a lot of my patients will come back to see me. I usually see them at 6 weeks post-op saying, I didn't really need to take anything stronger than paracetamol after I went home. So it's really not that sore in operation, to the point where I strongly emphasise to my busy women who have to get back to their day-to-day lives that although they'll be feeling really good and they won't be sore, they need to take it easy and let everything heal and knit together.
And just before, there's a lot of listener questions actually, Eilish, on this, which probably proves, I suppose, how sought after it is. At what point typically do people enter into the category where they're eligible or typically would get a breast reduction in terms of their boob size?
So that really varies. So the thing about breast size, the language we have to talk about is cup size. But any of us who have ever bought a bra know that that's completely made up.
Yeah.
So you go into one shop, two different brands, two different sizes, even with the same brand, a different style. So you could be a double D, you might be an F, you'd have to take a smaller back size and suddenly you're a G. So there isn't a specific, from a clinical point of view, there isn't a specific cup size. The health insurers do have some criteria around that, but that's, in my view, a poor criterion. So when it gets to a point where a woman's breasts are large, heavy and causing functional symptoms, and if they are out of proportion to her shoulders, her waist and her hips. So a tall lady with a relatively wider build might have the same volume of breast tissue as a smaller woman with a narrower build. And the smaller woman might be in a place where she needs a breast reduction sooner because of the proportion piece.
Okay. A lot of questions. I want to try and fly through them so we can get through as many as possible. Listener says they're getting a boob reduction in 3 months. My boobs have bothered me for years. I've always been in pain. Is there anything I need to do to prepare for the surgery?
Just make sure you're in good general health. So do not try to lose weight. Maintain a steady weight. Because presumably if you have been listed for the surgery, you're at a good, healthy weight, which is an important criteria in terms of recovery. So there's no specific supplements. There's no specific things. Your surgeon will have told you if there's particular medications you maybe need to stop, such as the oral contraceptive pill needs to be typically stopped. But listen to what your surgeon says. Maintain a steady weight.
Okay.
Don't smoke. Don't go spending loads of money on loads of post-operative bras and stuff like that. You know, just be guided by your surgeon, who should be able to give you good advice in that regard.
Would a boob job impact my future ability to breastfeed? I don't have children. I'd like to eventually and would hate to rule that out as an option.
It may, actually, because when we do a breast reduction, what we do is we cut through the tissue that connects to the nipple, so the milk-producing tissue. So if it's a deal-breaker for you, don't have the breast reduction until you've had your kids, because you may find that you are not able to exclusively breastfeed. Now, if you've had a breast reduction, you want to breastfeed, the thing to do is to see an IBLCL or CLC, I always get that wrong, an international board certified lactation consultant, explain your situation.
To them.
And they will, and there's good Facebook groups and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
If it's an absolute deal breaker for you, I would say hold off.
Another listener wondering, Ailish, my 14-year-old daughter already has very large breasts. I know it's going to cause her issues. It did for me and my sisters. So is there anything I can do at her young age to help?
Oh, that's really tricky for her. You know, we typically would wait until a woman's breasts have stopped growing before doing surgery. So the earliest you might consider doing it is around age 18, 19, provided her breast size is stable. Wearing a good bra, I suppose, for comfort. Having an open conversation about it, you know, just saying, you know, talking about it. But I would see time and time again, women, even women in their 50s who had issues from when they were 14. And when I talk to those patients and say, you know, this is your common experience, they're talking about their Deb's dress and they're 56 years old, you know, just letting the relief that women get from knowing that they're not alone, actually. And it's a legitimate concern, I'd say, is a huge thing. So talk about your own experience with her is probably what the most practical piece of advice I can give.
Okay. How do I know what size cup to go for when I'm getting a breast reduction, asks this listener.
So again, cup size completely made up.
Yeah.
And it's really hard because breast reduction is not just about making the breast smaller. It's about lifting and reshaping your breast tissue, which is a huge part of it. So it can be really useful to, everyone wants to be a C cup, pretty much, because everyone thinks that's like...
Wait, is that the sort of...
I think it means not too small. There's a bit of volume there, but it's nice, neat breast size. I think that's what people translate. But my C cup and your C cup are probably different.
Mm.
So it can be useful to kind of think about percentage of your current breast size. So like, I'd like them to be about half the size they are. I'd like them to be two thirds the size they are. That can be useful.
Now, just on that, right? And this is another follow up question on this, Ailish. Can I get a breast? Like, so if you get a breast reduction, and we'll say from our perspective, if you were to go down, you know, from a double D to a C, like, do you need to get a breast lift with that?
It's almost always integral. It's very uncommon that a woman needs a breast reduction and doesn't need some degree of uplift.
Yeah.
Because what we're doing is reshaping the breast tissue around a stalk of tissue that has the nipple on the top of it. Occasionally in a younger patient, there isn't the requirement to lift the nipple position, but nearly always we have to lift it and reshape the breast tissue. So it's not an either or situation. It's
okay.
Identical.
So the follow up, I suppose, from another listener on this, I've heard my boobs could grow back even if I get a reduction.
It's known to
true?
Happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it can do. So there are a couple of variables that may make that happen. If you think about the times when our breasts can change and grow as women throughout our lifetimes, if we get pregnant, if we go through the menopause, those are times when a woman's breast may change in composition and size. So therefore, if you go through either of those events, or if you gain or lose a significant amount of weight, that may have an impact. We tend to see that regrowth thing more in women who have surgery at a younger age, who have really very large breasts at the point
so
in time.
So when's the kind of ideal age, would you think?
When you need it, you know, when you need it. When I was training in plastic surgery, which is not that long ago, I distinctly remember sitting in outpatient clinics and telling women to wait until they had their families before considering surgery, which is just kind of patriarchal nonsense. If you are in your early 20s and you have significant issues and you can't exercise, it may be the right thing to do for you. So what you need to do is become educated, and you do that by looking at good resources online and meeting a properly qualified plastic surgeon who can talk you through the pros and cons. And weighing up, is it the right time for you? So you look at things like breast reduction, the possibility of regrowth, breastfeeding, all those things, and make a decision.
Okay. If I get a boob reduction, can I get the size of my nipples reduced as well? Or will that just happen organically with the reduction?
So the nipples, the actual protruding bit, is not changed by a breast reduction. Now, what a lot of women mean when they talk about their nipple size, they're actually talking about the areola, which is the pinky brown skin, circle of skin that surrounds your nipple. And the areola is typically reduced as an integral part of a breast reduction or lift.
Okay. Listener wondering, is 70 too old for a breast reduction?
Absolutely not. I've done it for women that age. And
yeah, you can see here today, like from 14 to 70,
yeah.
Listeners wondering. Somebody else asking, this is something I've thought about for such a long period of time. Where do I start? Who do I go to first to talk about?
Talk to your GP.
GP's the first point, is it? And whether public or private, you'd go to the GP first.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, that's who you go to. Okay, for information. Eilish, thanks a million for coming in to answer listener questions.
My pleasure.
We could easily keep you for another half an hour. So there is obviously huge demand, you know, for this. People looking for whatever the reasons at breast reduction surgery. Eilish Fitzgerald is a consultant plastic reconstructive and aesthetic surgeon at the Beacon Hospital in Dublin. The email, if you want to join us or get in touch, share your thoughts, stories, experiences, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.